Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, hello, y'all, and happy Friday. This is Amanda Davis calling in from Southern California. And this is Blog Talk Radio Recognition Friday. My co-hosts today are the ever-wonderful, lovely Claudia Field and our infamous George Gossett today. Debbie Brawley is not going to make it. She's got another call. She may pop on, but she had a little bit of a conflict today. But I'm going to tell you in advance, get out your pens and papers, and I mean it, for our interview today. I'm not going to tell you who it is yet. We're going to be introducing her in a bit after we kind of go through a couple of things and go through the comp plan. So we're going to keep it short and sweet this morning so that we can get to the to our interview. So with that, I'm going to toss it over to Claudia for her opening comments. Claudia?
Amanda, thank you, and good morning, everyone on the West. Good afternoon, everyone on the East. We are excited to be here. You know, these Fridays roll around so quickly, but we love coming here. We love sharing stories. We love connecting with our community. And just to touch on, we had the launch of the Discover Beamer event last Saturday in Carlsbad, and it was an incredible day. I'm so excited for all of you that have those events coming to your region. It was sold out. We had probably close to 225, 240 people there. Incredible medical testimonials and information shared by Dr. Burka, Albert Bosch with the corporate vision of where we're going. Our RDs, Kim and Sherry Simsby, did an amazing job. We had Diana Michael Barbeck. We had Greg Peterson, Amanda Davis, myself. We had Dr. Stephen and Carol Ann Chan. So it was an incredible event. I wish you all could have been there, but just know that we are in the right place at the right time with this company. So even when we go through challenges, when you go to Discover Beamer, you're going to see how bright the future is. So I'm very, very excited, very proud of our region. Thank you to all the leaders who came out and shined your light that day, and our corporate staff and Dr. Burka. And with that, I want to say we are so blessed to have George Gossett on with us. I mean, because George, we've had, you know, all the ladies here for a while, so we are very happy to have you on today. So I'm going to toss it over to you for your opening comments and to welcome everyone.
Right on. Thank you so much, Amanda, and great job as always. And every time I think about the commitment that you and Claudia and Deb and the gang have made to Blog Talk over the years, that's called serious commitment, you guys. And thank you so much. I mean, you guys are just awesome, and I'm super excited to be on Blog Talk. I love the platform. I think, you know, that there's so much to learn and understand and just feel comfortable about where you are, what you really got a hold of, and how to proceed. Because, I mean, once you truly get it, Amanda, as you know, I call it that defining moment, then, you know, the business of Beamer is easy. And so our goal here is just to help people to get to that point. And so I'm really excited to be back here. So I'm not sure if I'm passing it back over to you, and then we're going to do what we're going to do. But, yeah, back over to you, hon.
So we're okay, going perfect. To have Claudia so, roll through the – oh, I'm sorry, Claudia, didn't mean to talk over you. I'm going to let you roll through the comp plan and tell everybody how we get started.
Absolutely. So this is great. See, I love this when we get to get in the mix, and it's just wonderful energy to have George on here today. So We're going to just talk about how you get started with Beamer. We're going to recognize some people. We're going to go up through the comp plan a little bit. And so I want to talk about the ways that you get started. So you have two options to get started. One is called an IBDJ or an Independent Beamer Distributor Junior. So this is where you're going to spend $390 to become a distributor, and you're going to purchase your Beamer. Now, when you set your business up this way, you're fully qualified to earn commissions right out of the gate. You're eligible to make customer sales, start building your team, and, of course, you're going to want to attend your two-day training academy as soon as possible. You will also have a year of your annual renewal fees for your Beamer back office and website included. Now, let's say you can't start out buying a Beamer. The company gives you another option. It's called the IBD Trainee or the IBDT. So in this scenario, you're going to pay $390 to become a distributor, but you will be eligible to make a customer sale only for that first sale, which is your qualifying sale, which means you can't recruit or build a team out of the gate. Now, when you make that customer sale, the points on that sale and the commission are going to go to your mentor. After that, though, you'll be fully qualified to earn commissions, enroll customers and partners, and, of course, you'll have your two-day training academy included and your annual renewal fees. So we are a direct sales model with a two-tier affiliate program in the early phases of the compensation plan. This is an award-winning plan in our industry. So let's look at what you earn as an independent Beamer distributor junior. And before I get started, I want to point your attention to the fact that we do now have a document called an income disclosure statement, which is available in your Beamer back office, as is a PDF of our marketing plan. So you will definitely want to refer to those items and get familiar. So as a junior, you're going to earn 17% or $1,018 on all your direct sales. In your first tier, you're going to earn 8% or $480. Now, that second tier, you're going to earn 3% or $180. But what's really exciting is when we accumulate 5,001 sales points, we have something happen where we advance from junior IBDJ to senior IBDF. So let's look at our points for our different packages. We have 1,500 points for our Beamer Pro set. We have 1,000 points for a Beamer Classic, 1,350 points for a Beamer Vet set. So any combination of those will get you from junior to senior. So, for example, 4 Beamer Pro sets. So when you advance to senior, you get a big raise on your direct sales. So you go from 17% as a junior now up to 25% as a senior, which is $1,497. But that 8% differential in the real world is about a 50% pay raise. So we don't really see that in corporate America or most industries. So know that you are earning 25% as a senior on your direct sales. First tier, you'll continue at the 8% or $480. Second tier, you'll still earn the 3% or $180. And before we get into management, Amanda, I'll toss it back to you to see if we have any brand new seniors to announce, and congratulations in advance to all of you. Back to you, Amanda.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I'm super excited to announce these new seniors, and I'm just going to remind everybody, although we are on hold in the United States, Canada is still wide open, and so most of what I'm going to read, you know, here, or half of them are from Canada, and the sales are probably going through Canada. So we have a new distributor in Canada, and I apologize in advance if I butcher this name. They're from Montreal, Quebec, and it is Yves Samuel Tanguay. I apologize. But this person, y'all, I have to call out this person because I don't see this very often. This person signed up on January the 22nd and in a month has 14,350 sales points. It takes 5,001 to hit senior. So this person is knocking it out of the park in Canada. So if y'all have friends and family in Canada, get the word out. And then another new senior we have is Jody Lynn Williams from Grangeville, Idaho. We have Jennifer Hartley from Wheat Ridge, Colorado. We have Lynne Tremblay from, and I'm going to butcher this one too. I did take French in high school, but that was a lot of years ago. Jean Cuillère. And then we have another senior out of Cardiff by the Sea, California. Equinem USA. So those are our seniors for the week. Congratulations to all of you, and I'm going to toss it back over to Claudia to continue going through our comp plan. Claudia.
Wow, congratulations. And Amanda, with your beautiful accent, you made all of that sound so great, much better than I could have. So congratulations. So let's talk about now going into management. So group leader becomes the first position when you go into management. So how do you become a group leader? You have to be really good at creating seniors. So to become a group leader, you need 5 Tier 1 seniors, so 5 seniors that you personally sponsor, then you're going to need another 15 additional IBDJs juniors or IBDSs seniors within those first 2 tiers, so that's a total of 20. Now, when you do this, this unlocks something called an Infinity Commission, so an extra 1.5% or $90 will now be added onto all the sales in your entire team, including your personal sales. So let's take a look at that. On your direct sales now, you'll be at 26.5%, $1,590. First tier, 9.5%, $570. Second tier, 4.5% or $270. But what gets really exciting is now the third tier to infinity and beyond is now unlocked, and you will earn that 1.5% or $90 on all those sales. Now, there are also different management bonuses that you can qualify for. We don't have time on this call to get into them, but you can go back to the compensation plan and also talk to your team manager or organizational manager for them to explain to you how you qualify at the group leader level. Now, I'm going to keep going up, Amanda, since we don't have any new advancements at these ranks. I just want people to know, how do we get to team manager? So basically, we have to create a few more seniors. So you needed 5 Tier 1 seniors as a group leader. As a team manager, you now have to have 8 Tier 1 seniors. So you have to add 3 more. Plus, you're going to need a group leader within your first 2 tiers. So this is really critical when team building comes in and helping people move through ranks and become great senior makers. So now at this team manager level, your Infinity Commission will double from 1.5% or $90 now to 3% or $180 that you're going to earn again on every sale in your entire team, including your personal sales. So now at the direct sale level, you will go to 28% or $1,670 on all your direct sales, 11% on that first tier, $660. Second tier, 6%, $360. Third tier to infinity and beyond, you will earn 3% or $180 on every sale from your third tier and beyond. And also, again, you can qualify for management bonuses that you can learn about from your higher up managers and in the comp plan. And then the last rank that I'll go up to, since I know we're going to talk about this today, is the organizational manager. So at the OM level, you will earn 2% or $120 as an Infinity Commission from all your team manager sales. So when you have a team manager in that group, it's a 2% override, $120. In your your GL legs, you will earn 3% or $180 for those overrides. And again, your other commissions stay at the tiers that we discussed before, the 28% on your direct sales, 11% first tier, second tier 6%, third tier to infinity and beyond 3%. And I think we'll stop there today, if that's okay, because it gets to be a bit of a tongue twister. And I'm going to toss it back over to you, Amanda, before we get into our discussion today.
So it is with great pride that I announce and introduce our newest organizational manager, Miss Claudia Field. So we are going to interview her today. George is going to do that. But before he does the interview, I wanted to say a few words of introduction about Claudia. For personal reasons this week, I've really been focused a lot on gratitude. And so I found this quote that I wanted to read about friendship and gratitude. And it's from Marcel Proust, and it is, "Let us be grateful to the people who make us happy. They are the charming gardeners who make our souls blossom." And so I thought that epitomized, Claudia and my relationship with her. And I'm so grateful to have her in my life. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. Claudia and I met in the fall of 2010. Yes, that's been 9 years. And we had an instant connection and became what we affectionately call each other honey badger girlfriends. And so we're always being silly. We do have our serious side, but you can imagine the kind of trouble that we've been in those 9 years if you go look at what a honey badger is. But in all seriousness, throughout those years, we gained a mutual respect for each other's talents and perspectives, and with a lot of fun thrown in. She is super, super smart, and as an NYU graduate, Claudia's background is a unique combination of strict, focused, legal beagle, get stuff done, and joyful song and dance. I couldn't think of a better way to describe the combination of her. She's been focused on health and wellness long before I met her, and so when she showed me Beamer in the April of 2016, I trusted her. I trusted her due diligence, and I fell in love with the Beamer technology. She had fallen in love with the Beamer technology and its impact on the lives of so many. True heart-centered caring and laser determination to build this business in a professional manner with integrity. I am proud to introduce my BFF and new organizational manager, Miss Claudia Field. So I'm going to toss it over to you, George.
Wow, that is just amazing. I tell you, gosh almighty, and appreciate the, what you guys got going there, Amanda. And, you know, in today's world, you know, with so much focus and attention on social media and all. I mean, to me, personal relationships are more important than ever. And no doubt you guys treasure yours. And isn't it just awesome to be able to work with people you love to hang out with? And so that's actually part of our business model. And I'm really super excited to actually ask Claudia a few questions. And, you know, because I think it's very important for those of you that are listening in. I always like to pay attention to everybody's background, what that motivating factor was in terms of why they decided to do it and what they did to get to where they are, you know, where they got. And so to that point, Claudia, congratulations, OM. That's an incredible feat, and I'm so excited and happy for you on your achievement. God bless. Good morning.
Good morning, George. No, I'm super excited. I mean, there's a part of it that hasn't even sunk in yet. And Amanda, thank you for that heart-centered introduction, which just really touched me. And I'm glad you didn't make me cry yet. So thank you for that.
Well, you know what, Claudia, I'd like to just say as well, personally to you and to thank you for, you know, that endless effort, you know, that week in and week out commitment to Blog Talk. As you guys know, if you're really out there building a business, you got a lot going on and you got to juggle schedules and whatnot. You guys managed to do it for many years. And, you know, thank you for that contribution. And it's all that more extra special, you know, being able to congratulate you and hear from you, given all that you guys give back towards Blog Talk. And so thank you for that.
Absolutely. I mean, we love our community, and I think that's one of the most extraordinary parts of this journey is our community. Mm-hmm. And I think that was something, you know, George, when I got started, I really have to be very direct with people. When I first started, I really wasn't sure that I wanted to build this as a business because I had been through so many disappointments in prior companies. But holistic health and wellness has always been so important to me. You know, I've been a holistic lifestyle mm-hmm. consultant for close to 11 years, working with people, trying to educate them and get them to elevate their lives. And that was born out of some health challenges, very significant, that I went through in my late 20s that kind of shaped my path of wanting to find natural ways to get the body to do what
mm-hmm.
it does best.
Right on.
And so when Beamer was brought to us, you know, I had been in sales and marketing in other companies and had, you know, mild levels of success. But truthfully, when Billy and Marianne Yeo called Peter Noh, who's my sponsor and also mm-hmm. my other mm-hmm. half, they brought this device over, and I thought, why are you bringing us a car? But they showed us one thing, George. They showed us that blood flow video. We didn't have 8-minute mm-hmm. videos. We didn't have science videos. All we had was that image that Dr. Klopp took, and we took one look at that and
right
thought,
on.
If this device can do that, this is endless possibility. And when Beamer came in, I'll tell you, being in the holistic lifestyle space, when you're working with people to help people and yet you're going through your own health challenges, there's a big disconnect. And so I was starting to feel very despondent. My energy was very, very low. I was waking up every day with brain fog. I wasn't recovering well from my workouts. I was just so sluggish, and I had gone through some disappointments in my prior business. So I would say, I wouldn't say I was depressed, but my mood was very, very low. And so I found in using the Beamer, I just followed the basic plan and using it every day, twice a day. Within about 7 to 10 days, I noticed significant changes. I was sleeping through the night. My mood was lifting. My brain fog was gone. I was bouncing back from my workouts. And that really, to me, George told me there was something special here. But again, I knew I needed it for me, but I wasn't mm-hmm. quite sure yet how to get started.
So I got a question for you. So when you first started with Beamer, right, I mean, what was your mindset? And I think, and the reason I'm asking, Claudia, is because I think too many times people get set up for, you know, unrealistic expectations, if you know what I'm saying. And I don't think Beamer needs to be oversold. I know you guys don't oversell it. But, you know, what was it for you that really, I mean, once you connected the dots on the on what the equipment did, then how far into using Beamer, you know, did you start to notice the results? And from that point on, what was it that made you kind of evaluate the business of Beamer?
George, those are great questions, because it's true in this industry, whether it's direct sales or network marketing, you know, people usually overpromise and underdeliver. And I view it as, you know, when you go into a relationship and you want to fall in love and you want to find that person and build a life together, and then it all falls apart. And so you go through heartbreak. And so I've gone through a lot of heartbreak in prior companies. However, just mm-hmm. seeing my results on the Beamer inside those first 7 to 10 days, seeing those shifts in my energy, my sleep, my mental focus, and then also sharing the science, because we were blessed to have people like Adrian and Janelle Vachon, Billy and Marianne Yeo, Carl Roller, and they were able mm-hmm. to show us where to look at the efficacy and the science. And so when we were sharing Beamer in the beginning, before we even got started with some of our high-level medical professionals and having them evaluate the science and not being able to debunk it, we thought, look at this. This is a company that's been around for many, many years. It has a category of one product. There really doesn't seem to be any competition in this space. We have peer-reviewed scientific studies, and we have this system. We were told, go to an academy. So I thought, you know what? Mm-hmm. Even though I wasn't 100% sure that I wanted to build another business, because, again, it just comes down to failing. How many times have all of you listening out there just tried and wanted something, and it doesn't happen? And I was just at that critical point where I just didn't know if I wanted to go through another tipping point. But I am so glad that I did, because I would not trade these last 4 years, even with ups, downs, all of it has been so wonderful, because to see what we have here, and that we really, the core people that I started with, Amanda Davis, for example, Roland Rodriguez, in the beginning, Dr. Chesney and Denise Chesney, some of my original partners, to be able to walk through this journey together and start transforming lives with this technology, that's what really inspired me to want to jump into the business. Because, again, I wanted to manage my expectations, George, because I had been promised so much in prior companies. But you guys all as leaders were amazing, because you really let us know this is going to take some work, because I had never represented a $6,000 medical device. Everything I did was nutraceutical-based. So this was a big stretch for me, but it was a very, mm-hmm. very important thing to step into it.
Can I just make a quick comment on that? And Claudia, because I remember you and Peter. I knew when you're around direct sales as long as I've been, you kind of get a sixth sense almost, if you will, in terms of when you meet somebody whether or not they truly get it. And I remember when you and Peter really got it, I just knew it was just a function of time. And, guys, I just want to throw out something to you. So, you see, she's got a health and wellness background, a bit jaded, but open-minded enough to, evaluate the product. She did her own due diligence. It made sense. She went for it, bought her product. And now notice she's got a great story. Her product testimony is very, very tight yet effective. And then, you know what, when they decided to do it as a business, she talked about Dr. Chesney. What's Dr. I know it's Denise Chesney, and what's the cardiologist, Claudia? What's his last name? Is it Chesney? Dr. Chesney?
Yeah, his name is Dr. Robert Chesney. So at the time, he was the chief of staff and chief of cardiology of a big hospital in Southern California. So when somebody at that level can look at this product and really understand and educate you that the microcirculation piece is key, it gave our team a lot of confidence mm-hmm. in the start, mm-hmm. even though, look, George, we didn't have a lot of tools then. Those of you that are coming
right.
in now, to have rice.beamergroup.com, to have the e-learning, to have so many academies available, these things were not in place for us. And so
right.
because we had great leadership, we had George and Barbie Gossage, we had Carl Roller, we had Juliana Coles, we had Adrian and Janelle. And so it's really key, George, for people to know that your sponsor, and my sponsor in this case was Peter No, and your support team is key to your success. Because if you think
no
you're
going
to go this alone, you can't mm-hmm. do it. This is a we business. It's not a me business. And I am not here because of just me. This is a group effort. My team
right.
is, George, an extraordinary team. So as we start talking about how I built the team, I want to highlight
mm-hmm.
some things in there for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to go back to Dr. Chesney just for a minute because, Claudia, I remember you invited me up to the clinic, right? And that's where I met Denise and Dr. Robert. And I remember having the conversation with him when he really got what Beamer does. He goes, so tell me a little bit more about the company and the product. And I go, yeah, well, they've been out in Europe, for 16, 17 years. There's millions, over a million users, thousands of hospitals, clinics. And he goes, let me get this straight. So this thing has been out there for 17 years, and we're just learning about this thing now. And then he said something to me that will forever change and lock me down on the validity of Beamer. He goes, you guys have any idea? Now, this is one of the top cardiologists in the country, you guys that we're talking about. And he says to me, he goes, you guys have any idea how many people come to us that have circulatory issues that we have no answer to? Okay, so imagine, so now you've got a product that really steps in into that space that they've just been deprived of anything, to come along. And when you got people like that, Claudia, to validate it, to your point, now that built, trust, belief, you are locked and loaded, and it was just a matter of, doing the income-producing activity systematically and consistently enough to get you to first senior, then group leader, then team manager. Then you've developed another team manager to get you to organizational manager. So you guys have done a stellar job, and I'm really, really proud of your entire team and, as well as your supporting cast. And it's an awesome situation. And so talk a little bit about what it was like when you guys decided to do it as a business. I know you and Peter, formulated a game plan. Then it was all about execution. And maybe take us a little bit through that. And what was it like when you first started getting into those infinity bonuses as you start to step into the management roles here? Because that's when it gets really fun. Yeah.
Yes, it does. So I'm going to highlight for everybody just some key points. So first, I want to start with my sponsor, Peter No. Peter No is an exceptional leader. He has a huge heart and vision, but he's also a very, very smart business person. So I'm saying that outside of our personal relationship. So I was very blessed because Peter had built multi-million-dollar teams in his prior company. So getting to learn from him and sitting and developing a game plan. And Amanda was part of that game plan early on because Amanda is an incredible leader. Roland Rodriguez is an incredible leader. And so we would sit in the office, and so we knew key things. Number one, we have to go to academy. So as soon as we could, we went to an academy. It was in Irvine, California, and that really gave us so many tools because, again, you have to understand usage and application. You have to understand being compliant. We don't have to make things up to stretch the truth about how exceptional our product is because it's all there and scientifically proven. We have to know how to deliver great experiences in the field, customer care, partner care. So going to academies, attending multiple academies, I've probably been to over 17 of them. The next thing that we
Claudia, can you repeat that? I think if you're newly listening in, the idea of 17 academies, seems absurd in the beginning, but, you know, the goal is to get to the academies, but not necessarily by yourself.
Well, exactly, and you do, and we would go as a team. And, look, I understand if this is just a hobby for you, no, you don't have
right.
to go to multiple academies. But if you're looking at this as a career path, and I come from a legal background, and so for me, understanding due diligence, compliance, getting different perspectives, and you learn
mm-hmm.
different things from each trainer. You have people that are more
Very
business-oriented.
Important.
You have people that
mm-hmm.
are more science product. The next thing that I understood, and I couldn't do it in 2016, but in 2017, as a group, we went to Liechtenstein. So Amanda Davis came,
mm-hmm.
Peter Noh, myself. Amanda had multiple members from her team. I think there were about seven of us there. And I will say that everybody in that group who went, with the exception of one person, are now all in management. And that was important because to see Beamer from the inside out and to feel
mm-hmm.
the heart of this company, because Peter Gleim and his family and the corporate staff there, you know, they opened up their homes to us. They opened up the corporate headquarters. And to see how Beamer is made, how this develops, what we really have here, and to know what Peter expects from us in the field, and we also had a lot of fun in the community building and also building relationships outside of your group. We had so many leaders there that I really got to know for the first time. So that was key. And George, a week after coming back from there, I hit group leader, and I also bought my dad a Beamer for his Father's Day present because having cardiovascular issues in my family, having lost my mom at 69 from a cardiovascular event, I knew as soon as I saw what I saw over there that Beamer could not wait for my dad, and if I was going to be the one to put it there for him and not wait for him to do it, so be it. So that was a key moment. I would say
awesome.
Also knowing that you have to continue to build a pipeline. So as you advance into management, you know, when you start getting those unlimited commissions, even before then, I would always work in my team. I didn't say, well, you know, you're only in my first two tiers. I don't have time for you if you're beyond that. Really, you work with the people that have the heart, that have the passion. And so I am inspired every day by the level of people in my team that I get to learn from, exceptional leaders in my team, and not just the medical professionals who trust me to work with their patients and help educate in their offices. I'm talking about everyday people who've come out of corporate America, people like Kelly Collins, divine healers, people like mm-hmm. Beth Hart, and people that really saw a vision here and decided to go out of their wheelhouse and bring Beamer into their lives. And when you lock arms and work together, extraordinary things happen because you have to learn how to balance helping people reach their goals and not pushing them, mentoring people, being
right.
available to them. But also as a manager, George, my key is I am not in management mode. I don't ask my team to do anything that I am not personally doing. So I lead by example. I model
right
the activities and
mm-hmm.
behaviors. And so I'll do
yep.
things like I do a lot of corporate wellness events. I do a lot of networking. I do charity events. I'm always expanding because we really have to continue to build our pipeline and also the vision, because why do we all do this? We want to touch and transform lives. I mean, the money is fantastic, and that's amazing because when I started 4 years ago, I didn't even see a path beyond
potentially going through a personal bankruptcy. I really didn't know. And thank God I didn't have to do that, because I was able to go to work here and dig in and do that to get to the point where I could do this full time. But you do have to put sweat equity in. This is not something that you can dream about it, because it comes down to putting people on the Beamer, continuing to touch them, and also just continuing to push yourself through your own personal fears.
No doubt. And, yeah, and to that point, and I love the industry, you know, because in order to survive, it really is going to be, part of it will be a function of how much you're willing to grow and get out of your comfort zone. And, I'm going to just throw it out there to you guys. If you really start to get where we're at and the potential that we have to impact society with truly a one-of-a-kind product, the impact and, Claudia and Amanda, you guys know this. I mean, when you get that validation, you get those emails, you get the letters, you get the phone calls, you get the texts, you get, the social media posts and whatnot, how Beamer's impacting and truly changing people's lives. And at the end of the day, the product makes total sense. I don't know how anybody in their right frame of mind, if you really get Beamer and what it does, how do you say no to it? So energetically, if you can just, invite people to learn about Beamer, it's a great place to be. And I love the energy. You're very calm, Claudia, when you talk to people. You're not really like stressing and in desperate need for the order. So people are relaxed when they're around you. And if you get people just to open up and start to dig in on their own, it's just a matter of, putting that message out there in front of enough people. And I'm telling you, more and more people are starting to wrap their head around the validity of what we do and the impact that it could have, not just for them, but for the entire family. And so no doubt we'll be having another conversation down the road as you rank advance to the next level. But Claudia, maybe just talk about, now you're making as a personal sale. And guys, it's okay to earn a commission. We are just being paid in direct proportion to the value that we bring to the marketplace. And I know some of you get a little uneasy about asking for an order, but you know what? If we follow what's being taught out there and you use your supporting cast, many times you get the order without even having to ask for it. But 28% on any personal sales, Claudia, that translates to almost $1,700. But then the magic of the plan, and here's why so many professionals are getting on board here, because for them, if they were to spend an hour with their prospects or their patients, if you will, and that translated into a purchase, now they could, justify from, 17 to potentially 28% for their individual time. And then if they refer it out, now you get their leverage and compound at 660 and 360 and a $180. Claudia, needless to say, unlike a typical MLM where you need an army to make this thing work, just a handful of people that get it, translates into a very interesting month, does it not?
Well, it does, and this is the thing that I would say to people when you're building a team, if you look at this as a career path. A lot of times in MLM, and not to, take away from that, but people get to a place and then they're kind of riding off everybody's activity. And here in Beamer, really, Peter Gleim wants us to continue to create transformations. And so you have to have a deep passion and purpose to connect with people, because you're always going to want to be sharing Beamer. And look, I've had people that it's a year later, a year and a half later, when they decide to buy their Beamer, but you're there for them. You connect with them. You listen to them. You find out what's going on, because it's all about timing. Because truly, even
Absolutely.
Though, yes, we're in direct sales, you can't be a salesperson, because
right.
How does that feel when somebody comes at you? Really, people will buy the Beamer once they see the value of it. Even when people say, George, that thing is so expensive. And I'm always like, it's only expensive if it doesn't work, and compared to what? Because you may have the luxury of health at this point, but there are people that are doing interventions that need some kind of daily lifestyle device to help them. And so for them, $6,000 is inexpensive. And that's really what I see in my team, this heart-centered leadership, because the biggest lesson to me of leadership is when you focus on you, you end up alone. When you focus on others, you grow and learn, you encourage each other. When you go through challenges, and look, we're having some challenges right now, right? We're not able to help people because we can't get our orders placed right at this moment. But guess what? This is a lifetime journey, and so you just have to continue to go out and share Beamer from your heart, connect with people, go back to your customers, see how they're doing, check in with your partners, use this as a time of soul stretching and expansion, and just continue to grow yourself until we can drop those orders in. And just know that, you know, this is a lifetime. For me, George, I to reach OM now, and it's been almost 4 years, it's really, to me, people say, what's my next step? Yes, I would love to be OD by the end of the year, but I also love that Beamer is so organic that we don't have to force things. So you may be somebody who just loves our product, wants to share it with your friends and family, and for you it's just about direct sales. And then if you love mentoring teams, that is amazing, and you can do that. And then there are people that love to build large teams, like Peter Ngo and leaders like that. But there's something for everybody here, and it really comes down to the heart of Beamer, Peter Gleim, his vision, and leaders like you, George, and Deb and Mark, and Bettina Torres, who was here before anybody to really pave the way and really, you know, out there the way that she's trained and educated us on all her history with Beamer. I just think if we continue to lock arms and learn from each other, the future is so bright. So I really want people to focus on that. You know, there's always going to be challenges. Whatever you go through in life, personally, professionally, we're having one here. But, you know, I'm saying to everybody, you keep calm, you Beamer on, and just keep going out and just trying to be the best version of yourself every day, and just help your team, and we'll just continue to grow together.
That sounds like a plan, no doubt. Can I sign up all over again?
Absolutely.
You know what? I get so excited, you know, just hearing other people's perspectives and vantage points. And, you know, that earlier, Claudia, I just want to just throw this out there. You know what? In light of the fact that we are, you know, where we are in terms of short-term inability to get inventory, you know what? That still shouldn't stop you from right now putting the messages out there, you know, and just filling up that pipeline. And I swear, it's like energetically right now, the fact that we can't get Beamer, people now want Beamers more than ever. And so something is going on. And I think the universe is starting to wake up that this signal of ours is relay and magic out there. And no doubt we're going to have a lot of fun and impact society in a big, big way. So, ladies, it's been a pleasure, and I'm going to sign off. We got another call to get ready for. So, God bless, Claudia. Congratulations, Amanda, you as well. And so, great team, and pleasure working with such pros. And you too, Deb. I know you're on the call, but thanks for everything you do as well. Take care.
Thank you, George. So, Amanda, I'll toss it back to you, and then we'll get ready to close out the call.
Okay, so I'm going to do this first. I just had to do that. I love that button.
You're sweet. I love that button. I did it for you, too.
I love that button. You know, I just, this was a fantastic interview, and there were so many different things that that the two of you talked about, you know, and one of the, well, I'm just going to hit a couple of them because everybody, you know, go back and re-listen to this because there are so many nuggets in this. And then share it out with your team, you know, for some inspiration. But one of the things that I really, really wanted to highlight is, you know, you're working at this in a very balanced approach. You know, you have, you know, the personal sales that you're focused on. You balance that. You are balanced in the amount of time that you you provide to coaching and working with your team. And the other thing that I want to make sure that everybody heard you say was, you give back to charity. And so I know, because we're so close, I know what you do with, and I can't say the name out loud, but, you know, but this dog charity that you work with, you know, on a very regular basis. And, you know, you have an incredible love for animals, and you gain nothing financially by going over there and beaming all these dogs, you know. And so everybody, you know, just think about the balance, like percentage of time where you're doing your own personal sales, the percentage of time that you're doing your business so that you're not going into management mode, and, you know, giving back in other ways. So I really wanted to highlight that. And then I also kind of wanted to remind everybody, we have so many different, you know, aspects of Beamer that we can get people intrigued about. And like Claudia said, when we first got started, all we had was the blood flow video. Now we have all those different life.beamergroup.com landing pages where you know, you listen to the person, you understand what's going to pique their interest, and you can point them in that direction. So Claudia, without having any of that, Claudia knew me, and she knew what was really going to pique my interest and get me excited, and she knew that the science was really going to be something that would pique me and get me hooked, and, you know, in combination with the incredible business opportunity. So Claudia does a fantastic job of listening to the people that are in front of her and knowing what is the appropriate information to provide them. And we say this all the time, you know, you meet people where they are, and we have been given two ears and one mouth for a reason. Do a lot of listening. So I just kind of wanted to highlight that. And the last thing that I'll say is, you know, the culture that Peter Grimes started and what we want to do our best to continue to foster and grow is the heart. Peter Grime always comes at this from the heart. And we laugh all the time about how many times we say heart-centered this and heart-centered that. But it really is true, because that is what Peter Grime is all about. And that is what is truly going to keep this business going and solid for the future and for generations to come. So with that, I think I'm kind of going to wrap up. Claudia, do you have any final comments that you want to say? And then I'll let you end the show.
Well, thank you so much, Amanda, and it's been just a joy to be on here week after week with all of you, and I feel honored to be able to share my story today. You know, there's so many more components. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody at our convention. We have so many great things coming for us. Just stay tuned. Just continue to just push yourself, soul stretch, expand, share Beamer. Know that we are really in the right place at the right time with the right company. I never believed, Amanda, that this was possible for me. And those of you who really know me well know that this isn't just lip service. I really didn't think so. Peter could tell you. I really had given up on myself 4 years ago. And so I walk every day with gratitude for Peter Grime, for Beamer, for my beautiful Beamer family, and to all of you out there. So let's just go out. Have an extraordinary weekend. Keep calm, Beamer on, and we will be back next week on Friday. And don't forget to tune into Motivation Monday on Blog Talk Radio, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 Eastern. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it.